Good morning, Councillor Craig Brown. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Not bad at all. So, are we allowed to say second wave? Here we go again, or not? What's the correct term officially from yourselves?
Well, I mean, in terms of the number of cases, we've had a total of 2,730 now, so that's up 120 cases on the last week. Now, if we look back to where we were in July, we were looking at sort of 20 cases per week, so clearly we're now a six-fold increase on that. So, I mean, I have to say, we're not currently on the government's watch list still, but if we continue to follow that kind of trajectory, that is where we're going to end up.
So, if we do end up on the watch list, what does that mean? They're just going to watch us, or do they impose anything at that point?
So, the watch list is the initial phase, and then what follows from that is basically the restrictions are increased, and there is government intervention. What the leader and I have actually done within the last week is write to the Secretary of State asking for additional local powers to enforce, and also asking for increasing testing capacity as well.
So, hospital admissions, are they up? Did you mention that?
Yeah, so we've seen 23 cases per 100,000 population last week. That's increased to 31 cases over the course of the last week. The average across England is 35, so we're just under the England-wide average still at the moment.
It's in our hand, though, isn't it? It's sorry, pardon the pun, so to speak. But it's up to us if we control it or not, isn't it? You know, so all the usual things apply: mask wearing, hand washing, keep 2 meters. Just act as though you've got it, and everybody else has got it, isn't it? I think.
Well, that's right, exactly. So the message continues to be hands, face, space. As you say, continue to wash hands and sanitise regularly. Wear a face covering when you're required to, if you're out shopping or if you're using public transport, for example. And of course, stay 2 metres apart at least. And just remember that until the rate is zero, which is not the direction we're going in at the moment, the job isn't finished.
So the new restrictions have come in place nationally, and that includes our patch here in Cheshire. Can we just go through some of the major points of that? So there's a 10 p.m. curfew for, is it all hospitality venues? Is it just a handful, or, you know, what are the rules?
Yeah, so hospitality venues must close at 10 p.m, and that actually means everybody's out by 10 p.m, not just the last orders at 10 p.m. So all pubs, bars and restaurants will be restricted to table service only, and shop staff need to wear face coverings, which wasn't the case before. It was just for customers. Customers in indoor hospitality venues, of course, will have to wear face masks as well, apart from when they're seated at a table to eat and drink, quite naturally. And there were previously some exemptions to the rule of six, but they've been cut back as well. So that means, for example, indoor team sports like five-a-side football matches, they will come to an end as well.
One thing I want to bring up with you, though, Craig, and I know I didn't put it on my list of questions, it's a personal one from me. When I go and collect my daughter from school at around 3 o'clock, you can imagine there's a lot of parents there, but they are outside. What are the rules on that? Do you have to wear a face covering because there's a congregation of people waiting for the children, or because you're outside, you don't need to wear a mask?
I mean, what we've said is, again, just be sensible about this. We have asked, and it's up to the individual schools are issuing guidance on this, but if you're within the curtilage of the school site, so you're in the playground, please wear a face mask. I think, as good practice, people should be wearing a face mask anyway when they're congregating around the school gate, even if they're outside the premises. And, of course, please respect social distancing as far as possible.
There's a lot of internet scare stories about at the moment. Let's just put this in perspective. I know Boris Johnson talked about these restrictions could be in place for 6 months, but nowhere, anywhere, has an official line been said that Christmas is cancelled. It's not cancelled, is it, Craig? It's just be sensible and be, you know, just be safe.
No, that's absolutely right. Nobody wants to be the person that cancels Christmas, and certainly that's not what we want to do either. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Just be sensible, respect social distancing, don't congregate in large numbers. I think the typical Christmas parties are going to be off for this year, but that doesn't mean, of course, that people can't still enjoy Christmas with their families and really close friends.
Just a very quick one before we move on to testing, and there's an event in Alderley that's going to be cancelled as well. Before we move on to that, just around the corner, in a month's time, you've got Halloween, then you've got Bonfire Night before you even get to Christmas, and then you've got the Christmas light switch-on season. All of those off, as we understand at the minute, or not?
Well, certainly the Christmas lights will still be turned on, but it's unlikely that there will be events organised around that. So, where as usually you'll have road closures and you'll have people congregating and perhaps a celebrity or somebody coming to turn the lights on with lots of side stalls, that kind of event won't be happening. But, of course, the lights themselves will still be in the trees or on the lampposts or wherever, and we'll still be looking to turn those on. And just remind everybody, as you just said, that Christmas isn't cancelled. It's still going ahead, just in a different way.
Testing then around Cheshire, where can people, if they need a test, or what do they need to do?
Yeah, so as I was saying, we're quite concerned about this because the North West has currently 24% of England's COVID-19 cases, but only 15% of the national testing capacity. So in the letter that the Leader and I sent to the Secretary of State this week, we've asked for that capacity to increase. I'm pleased to say that we will have a local testing site in operation from the 1st of October, and that's going to be in the Chester Street car park in Crewe. And so people can book in for an appointment. Either they can go to the nhs.uk/coronavirus website, or they can call 119. Or, of course, as of yesterday, we've got the new NHS COVID-19 testing app, which they can also use to book a free test.
If people get told to travel a few hundred miles for a test, what is their next port of call? Because obviously not everybody can do that, and it's a bit daft.
No, I mean, really, we don't want people travelling that kind of distance for a test. So I think the advice in that case is to wait until there's an appointment available more locally, but clearly to use common sense and self-isolate if they think they're symptomatic before they go for that test, that they can access more locally.
And there's an event that's being called off, hasn't there? A local event. It's the 10K in Alderley, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Thanks for bringing this up. Unfortunately, it was only cancelled yesterday, and we apologise for it being really last minute, but given the government guidance that was announced earlier in the week, we obviously gave consideration to that, and our Director of Public Health also gave advice to the organisers of the event, and clearly they took the decision yesterday afternoon to cancel that. So it was due to take place on Sunday, and it has now been cancelled or postponed until hopefully a future time when it's safe to operate that. But we were clearly concerned, and I think the organisers also, not just about the people running the event, but clearly the number of spectators that would turn up and stand at the side of the road to watch.
I've seen pictures of you, Councillor Craig Brown, so obviously you are upset because you are a fine figure of a man and you're Mr. Fitness, so you won't be running then this weekend.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because I've done the Wilmslow 10K on a couple of occasions previously, sorry, Wilmslow Half Marathon on Great North Run, so yeah, I'm disappointed. Also disappointed I can't get back to badminton either, so
all right.
Rule 6 is affecting me as well.
Fabulous. Okay then, right, so no doubt we'll be checking in this time next Friday with the Leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Sam Corcoran. Craig Brown, thank you very much for your time.